Here we go. I taste it. Ain't no stopping us. Nah. Hey, you thought you was going to get a rebroadcast, but look at God. How you doing, family? This is your favorite Gullah girl, Kendra Joy, with your favorite Noonday show on the move, y'all, because we are a people and a community. Say what? We on the move. Ain't that right, Lee? Oh, it so look good. It so look good to see you over there. Boy, I tell you, it look good. That look. What you doing over there, boy? I tell you, it look good. How you doing, Lee? All right, y'all, family. So what I need you to do is go ahead and tap your neighbor and tell them to tune in live with your favorite girl right here at www.wbok1230am.com. And because we want to be with you wherever you are, you can go ahead and download that beautiful app that we have created for you guys that you can find on your Android and on your iPhone store. Y'all iPhone folks, y'all know I don't know nothing about y'all and what y'all do, but find the app, you heard me? And because we want you to be in contact with the wonderful people that we have sitting with us in the studio today, we want to give you the digits of 504-260-9265. That is 504-260-9265 to ask questions for the experts of MHSD. Y'all know them people. Y'all be seeing their commercials. We got up in the building and they're real, y'all. I'm telling y'all, they're some real folks and stuff like that. I took a shower because I don't want the mental health people to think that I'm off. I don't want no commitments today. I don't want to be carted off. And I say, that look like that favorite color girl in the back of that police car going to the ward. Don't do it. I took a shower. I brushed my teeth, and this is for sure not a rebroadcast. So, family, we appreciate you so much. We hope that you guys have been holding us down because we appreciate you so much for doing what we do as we're in the middle of this rebroadcast and this reboot. And so we appreciate you and what you do. Boom. There you go. Had to help my sister out real quick. Lee over there talk about, he's trying to get your attention, Queen. And so we just want to say thank you. We also want to remind you about the inaugural Women of Color Days of Healing Conference that's popping off next weekend, y'all. If you have not registered, please go ahead and register. I'm telling you, that is the wonderful community price of $65. We are just so excited to be able to have all of the community presenters up in the building, y'all. So next week, Friday from 9 to 5, we got wellness workshops from Mama Fire. Y'all know who she is. Sister Denise Graves, y'all know who she is. Sister Eleni Cruz, y'all know our favorite herbalist up in the community. Sister Nicole Deggins. We got Brother Shaq, call him the token brother. Brother Balingo Ashe, teaching us about what we eat and how we need to eat, and we are what we eat. I don't know if y'all got that, but if y'all eating some crazy stuff out there, you are what you eat. That's why some of y'all full up. Oh, can't say it. Amen. My mama might be listening. Have mercy. But check us out, y'all. It's going to be going down. We have the one and only Pat Harris that will be up in the building for our cultural dinner. She is the former Global Chief Diversity Officer of McDonald's, talking to women of color and telling us how we are much better together. We got the Native Americans coming in from Miami, Arkansas, Oklahoma. They are coming just for you. And we have the one and only Yanaja Lone Wolf, who will be with us, who is the Honorable Louis Farrakhan's granddaughter, who is also of an indigenous people, the Lakota tribe, who will be up in the building sharing some knowledge and talking to us about the similarities and differences with the Native Americans as well as the Black Masking Indians. So it's so much information that's popping off. You can find more information at www.iamsnola.org. Y'all know I got to spell it for my people because y'all know where we live at. Y'all be spelling E-A-U-X. No, that is not the case. It is IAMSNOLA.org with a www in the front of it. So, family, I know I had to do a shameless plug. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, mama. Dun, 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 dun. It's your turn. Are you ready?
I think I am.
All right, mama. So, I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing how amazing you are and talk briefly about the amazing work, because we got a wonderful sister over here who's trying to be real quiet. Matter of fact, she's all the way over in the corner, and I know I'm not offensive because I bathed this morning, girl. And so, but we also want to give her an opportunity before she sneaks out. So please tell us who you are and about the amazing organization that you work for.
Hi, my name is Maria Alexander, and I am the criminal justice liaison for Metropolitan Human Service District.
Yep, thanks. Criminal justice.
Yes, ma'am.
Liaison.
Liaison.
That's some big words the boy be using over there. That's why I got them fancy commercials. Liaison. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, Quinn, go ahead.
So, basically, what we're doing at Metropolitan is we're making sure that anybody who has ever been incarcerated, who was incarcerated right now, has an opportunity to know that when they are released, they can take their first steps of freedom with Metropolitan. So what we are doing, we have a relationship with the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office where we are allowed to go in and talk to persons that are incarcerated while they're still there, mm-hmm. and give them an opportunity to hear about the services that we provide the community upon release.
Got
so what
you,
we do is to make sure that a lot of times persons who are in jail, they're already on medications, they've been on medication for several years. And what we want to take away from them is the fear and the insecurity of not having a safe haven to go to as soon as they're released.
Gotcha.
So what I do is I explain Metropolitan, I talk about our services, I talk about our groups, I talk about our ability to use our resources to connect them with other services such as housing and transportation. And what we do then is get them to sign up release of information so that as soon as they're released and their social worker gets a date, mm-hmm. they're able to send their records all the way over to Metropolitan, and we're there waiting and ready for them. They're able to bring the prescription because a lot of people don't know that if you're on medication, when you're released from jail, you're often given a prescription.
Like, wasn't it like 30 days or
30
something
days.
Like that?
Yeah. Some 7, some 30. But we want to make sure that
Some 7?
Yeah,
jeez.
Some people get 7 days. It's unfortunate, but some. Some jails are giving 7, but the goal is to make sure you have 30.
Gotcha.
But at Metropolitan, because we know that there is a need, we've also shifted some things around to make sure that people who call us at 568-3130
That's how you do that.
are able to get an appointment within the first 7 to 14 days of release.
Gotcha.
Because it's very important that that continuity of services continues and that they don't feel anxiety when not having an opportunity to get that prescription filled.
Yes, indeed. Now, you just said a mouthful.
I did.
Over there, Miss Community Liaison, Criminal Justice Liaison. Did you come up with that name, communications person?
No, I did not.
You probably did. You probably did. So with all of that information that you just said, you have the wonderful task, right, as a communications person to share it to the community?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was yes. Score, I got it right. So I was just like, I didn't know if it was going to be communications via email, communications via, okay. So tell the people who you are and the importance of your gig, because a lot of times people come out of being incarcerated and have no clue mm-hmm. what's out there in the community. So at some point, you have to have like a very rewarding job, and I can understand it could probably be like a little, you know, hard too, maybe sometimes.
Right. Yeah, so my name is Toni Harrigan. I'm the communications specialist for Metropolitan Human Services District. So I, like you said, have the rewarding job of making sure that we get this information out to everybody. So from our great commercials that you mentioned to billboards to even community outreach. So we go out to community events and really focus on meeting our person served where they are. So however that may be, we try our best to get that done.
Got you. And so what are, if someone may not have, like, even though it might be rare for someone may not to have a phone or whatever, what are some of the ways that we can get in contact with you? Or what are some of the ways that you're reaching out, more creative ways that you guys are reaching out? Because there's so many crazy stuff just that you could just do now. I see so many people doing so many
right.
different things that are popping off. So what are some of the things that you guys are doing?
So definitely, of course, social media. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at MHSD_LA and Facebook at Metropolitan Human Services District. I find that probably our most successful way of getting people is our billboards that you
really?
See across the city. There's even people that have been calling us like, how do we get a billboard? We're like, we're not the billboard company.
Yes,
but
that's how many billboards y'all got. Mm-hmm. That's a shame. No, I'm just joking. That's a beautiful thing.
So I'm definitely meeting, partnering with community partners and, you know, getting in their newsletters and sending out our own newsletters. So almost every single forum that you could think of, we attempt to do.
Go ahead. You thought I wasn't going to get you to talk, huh? Booyah! Gotcha! I'm just messing. So, though, that just leads me back to another question. So, because there are so many, well, no, I don't want to say so many, there are more reentry programs that are popping up. because it wasn't a big thing before. And so now with more reentry programs that are popping up, do you guys collab with those programs as well? Or do you guys kind of just do your thing?
Oh, no, not at all. We have a collaboration with several organizations throughout the city. We are working with probation and parole. We're okay. working with the criminal justice system. We have a relationship with public defenders. We also work with the different hospitals and other jails that are releasing people into New Orleans. The best thing about our relationship, we have a reentry task force that meets at the probation and parole office. So we're trying to make sure that nobody is missed, especially if they have a behavior health issue. So what happens is a person is released from jail, and they have 48 hours to get to their probation and parole officer. So what we've done is we set up with several other organizations, and we sit in a room much like this. And so a person is going to meet their probation and parole officer for the first time. They're going to get a lot of information from him. But then those gaps are right there. Transportation, job, employment, primary care as well. So what we'll do, we sit in a room, and as soon as they come out, the probation officer comes straight to us, and they sit down with us. So it's a one-stop shop. So we have all these different services that are provided for individuals that they would have to run all around the city to try to make happen for themselves after being released from jail, getting an ID, getting a Social Security card.
So you guys help with all of that.
One-stop shop. We are right there. If a person is in need of a behavioral health appointment, right there at that moment, we can give an appointment to them so they can get to Metropolitan as soon as possible.
Y'all are the big dogs in the community.
Well, we're trying to make sure that nobody is falling through the holes, no gaps anymore.
So because I know people are being released every day and sometimes people do get missed, if someone, say, they may have gotten out maybe 2 months ago or something like that, is there like a time frame on who you guys can, because I know each program has a specific mission.
Our mission is to help people, and it doesn't have a time frame.
It doesn't have it. So if somebody is released after 2 months and they just heard about your program, they can still.
They can call 568-3130 and let them know that they have been recently released from a jail and that they are in need of behavioral health services or substance use services, and we will help them. There is no time frame. There is no shelf life, so to speak.
Yeah. So we need to tell them to ask for the criminal justice liaison.
No, you don't.
She's like, no.
If you would call 568-3130 and explain to them your need, what's going to happen is we have qualified staff that is able to go through a series of questions with you, and they will be able to bring you to the right source.
Yeah, so you get like a little intake on the phone, and then you kind of get like diverted to whatever area you
need.
That's what I'm talking about. You over there doing it, huh? Communications, you was on your job. She over there taking pictures and communicating. Well, you better communicate over there. Well, MHSD. And so we do say big ups to that, because even with that, there are still people. Do you guys work with Micah Project? They do a lot of stuff too with reentry and getting people back in schools and jobs and all that other good jazz.
We do have a resource coordination team, and I'm more than sure if they are providing those type of services, they are part of our unit. What happens is a person may not know what to do or where to go.
Yeah.
They could call 568-3130 and ask for the resource coordination team.
We got to get her recording over here. She is just on it. She need her own commercial. You call 568-3130. You could have me saying it up in my head.
Exactly. And when I go to the jail, most time when they see me, they go 568-3130.
Give thanks.
They know me. They don't know my name, but they know my phone number.
568-3130. I'm going to know it too by the end of the day. 568-3130. Yes, indeed. That's really great news to hear, because a lot of times, I don't want to say big houses like as yourselves really don't do a lot of working with smaller entities, and it's awesome sauce to hear that you guys are reaching out and you have so many different teams that are reaching out in the community to make sure that no one is missed. And so that's, so you got social workers on your board. It's like a wraparound for adults.
It's a wraparound service. And the children. We do have children's services as well.
But for reentry, though.
For reentry, yes.
Yeah. So it's like a big wraparound for just like, so do, is it job training and placement in that?
That would be the other organizations that we could refer you to, yes.
Got you.
Yes.
This is awesome sauce. Are you putting awesome sauce in the communications piece?
Absolutely.
Make sure you put awesome sauce in there.
I'm going to hashtag awesome sauce.
You better hashtag awesome sauce in that. And so Family Lee has given me that good commercial break music, so y'all don't go nowhere because this is not a what rebroadcast. So we want you to come on back. And if you have any questions, please go ahead and feel free to dial the digits of 504-260-9265 to go ahead and ask the questions of these wonderful people who are doing amazing jobs in our community. So we'll be right back. Psych! You thought you were about to get your juke on, huh? Well, you still can. This is your favorite Gullah girl, Kendra Joy. Join me and I Am My Sister at the inaugural Woman of Color Days of Healing Conference, September 27th through 29th at the Hilton Garden Inn Convention Center. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Girls Trip of Wellness with women of color from all around the world. There will be wellness workshops, cultural performances, special guest speakers, and we will culminate this conference in a day of unifying prayer. Come out and be a part of the ultimate sisterhood experience. Register now. You do not want to miss the inaugural Women of Color Days of Healing Conference, September 27th through 29th at the Hilton Garden Inn Convention Center. For more information, visit IAMSNOLA.org. Again, that's IAMSNOLA.org. Remember, we are wellness in color.
Hey there, it's Warren Bell back on behalf of Metairie Bank and Trust, where customers enjoy the personal service of a community bank with the latest convenient technology for your busy life. With the Metairie Bank mobile app, you can check balances and make transfers on the go, pay your bills or pay your friends, and of course deposit checks on the go using Express Deposit anytime, anywhere. The new Secure Lock app enables you to lock your Metairie Bank debit or credit card and set parameters to prevent fraud. Plus, I can use my debit card at other ATMs in the Community Cash Network with no additional fees. That's why it was an easy decision for me to become a Metairie Bank customer last year. Metairie Bank's locally owned and operated. They make customers the number one priority. Take it from Warren Bell. If you're looking for local bankers who love the community, stop by one of their conveniently located branches or visit MetairieBank.com and discover how they really do connect with you. Metairie Bank's a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Join Light City Church at the second annual Fresh Fire Prophetic Conference featuring the amazing prophet Daniel Amotang. The second annual Fresh Fire Prophetic Conference, hosted by Chief Apostle Leonard Lucas, takes place September 16th through September 21st from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Light City Church, 6117 St. Claude Avenue. Come get blessed and receive your favor at the second annual Fresh Fire Prophetic Conference, September 16th through September 21st at Light City Church. For more information, call 504-279-1300 or email lightcitynet@yahoo.com.
This is Oliver O.T. Thomas. For 300 years, people have left New Orleans with stories as their souvenirs. They've told stories of the best thing they've ever eaten, music that made them dance, and friends they've made after midnight. So to celebrate the city's tricentennial, we want to hear your stories from New Orleans. Share them on social media with hashtag OneTimeInNola, and we'll read a few of our favorites on the air. Let's celebrate New Orleans through the tricentennial. We want to hear your favorite stories of New Orleans at hashtag OneTimeInNola.
Some kind of something is going on down there. If you have diabetes, you know it is a serious problem. But research shows that controlling diabetes makes a huge difference in maintaining a healthy, happy life. New Orleans East Hospital has a comprehensive, multidisciplinary diabetes education and prevention clinic that is now open. The Risa and Alden J. McDonald Jr. and Sue Ellen and Joseph C. Cannizzaro Diabetes Center is an open-access diabetes center affiliated with the National Diabetes and Obesity Research Institute and the Cleveland Clinic's Endocrinology and Metabolism Institute. Patients receive support with monitoring blood glucose, eating a balanced diet, managing medications, setting goals for exercise, and dealing with life stressors. Personalized treatment plans also include referrals for other services and specialists when needed so that patients can keep their diabetes controlled. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit our website at www.neworleanseasthospital.org or call 504-592-6600. New Orleans East Hospital, quality health care close to home.
You're listening to WBOK, New Orleans.
Ain't no stopping. Ain't no stopping. Keep on rocking. Say, ain't no stopping. Keep on. Yo, I ain't making no beats for y'all today. This is not a rebroadcast, if you have not found out already. We just want to say big ups to the one and only, the hardest working boss on this here side of heaven. I'm going to take it all the way to church. On this here side of heaven. Y'all put y'all hands together for Miss Susan Henry on the other side of the screen. And the crowd goes wild. Yo, family, this is your favorite gullah girl bringing you love. The only way I know how. And we just want to bring some more love on your favorite Noonday album with On the Move, as we are a people and a community, y'all, that makes it happen. You know what I'm saying? And so what I need you to do right now is tell your neighbor or tap your neighbor. Don't touch your neighbor. And if you touch your neighbor, get permission. Amen? Just don't be over there touching people. You know, you get in trouble for just touching folk. But go ahead and tell them to tune in live with your girl right here, your favorite gullah girl, Kendra Joy, at www.WBOK1230AM.com. And because we want to be with you wherever you go, please feel free to find that beautiful app that's going to look a little bit like WBOK1230AM. And you can find that on your Android and on your Google iStore stuff. Y'all know wherever y'all go to get them things that y'all look at your phone with all day. Bless the Lord. And because you got two amazing people, we convinced Tony to stay. Whoop, whoop. Your boss know where you at. I don't know what you're running to. She know where you at. So you might as well just hang out with us for a little while longer. Go ahead and dial the digits of 504-260-9265. That is 504-260-9265. They're not going to dock you. This is not your lunch hour. And you can go get some lunch after this. How about look at God.
Will.
You see how God work in your favor? Go on and bless him. Bless him! Okay. So, family, we have just two amazing people up in the building. We have Miss Amazing Marie up in the building, who is Maria, yes, ma'am, who is our, not community, but criminal justice liaison for MHSD, the big dog. You know what I'm saying? And then we have Tony, who is our communications person, who's going to stay with us as she smiles. Yes, you're staying.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes. Nobody telling you now. Don't be telling no people don't lie on the air. Don't do that. You know, if it's all type of people listening, they're going to come busting through there. Don't be telling no people.
No, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to stay.
You better say amen.
Amen.
Hey, let the people know it's not forced. That's what I'm talking about. And so we are just up in here just talking over the break and just talking about how MHSD just strives for excellence in all they do. And I think a lot of agencies do that. Tell me what kind of puts you guys above the rest. You know what I'm saying? Not that you're better than anybody else, but with your mission and striving for excellence, what kind of makes you guys a little different?
I think with the leadership of Dr. Dunham, what makes us different and the best is because we serve an underserved, disenfranchised community.
Give thanks.
So you can go to Ochsner and get your needs met because you have money. At Metropolitan, if you ever come to our clinics, I'd love for you to come out and see our facilities. We have created a facility and an atmosphere that persons who are uninsured, who may feel uncomfortable or may have gone to other facilities and not gotten the respect that they deserve and need it, makes them feel uncomfortable about getting their services and mm-hmm. getting their needs met. So at Metropolitan, we're just trying to be different. We're trying to make sure that you may not have a dime in your pocket, but you're not going to be treated that way when you walk through our doors.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be treated with the same respect that anybody else would need or want or deserves. Just because you don't have insurance, just because you may be homeless, you're going to get the care that you need, and you're going to get the respect that you deserve. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is the thing that's making us different.
Yeah.
We may be – I don't think we're big. I think we're just consistently aware of the needs of the community.
You guys are big. You guys have a lot of programs. Y'all are big. And that's what I mean, like, because of your size, too. And I think a lot of times with mental health and – like social workers and just people just working with the population that we work with, we forget sometimes that we can easily switch places. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the community service isn't as it should be, you know, mm-hmm. just as a person. Like, I want to treat you like I'm going to treat my mom, or I want to treat you like I'm treating my sister or my cousin just as a person. And one thing that I do appreciate about your commercials is that the people that you have in them have received services, and they speak highly of you. Like, like, seriously, I met the young lady. I call all my older people younger, but I met this young lady. She is the older lady with the beautiful long gray locks mm-hmm. in the commercial. So yes, and I was at an event with her, and she was just like, yeah, I'm at MHSD and I love it. And she just spoke so highly of you. And to be able to have that type of validation in a community where mental health services don't necessarily have such a great name,
correct,
is amazing. And you guys deserve the kudos for that. So I'm going to swing it over this way right here. How do you get more people to speak out about receiving positive, like, mental health services or just services in general, just social services? So, do you find them? How do you find these people?
It's just naturally, obviously, because it's in healthcare, there are stipulations. So it's all up to you if you want to do it or if you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. We simply ask, hey, would you mind or would you not mind? Is it okay for us to take this picture, get this testimonial? A lot of times we get testimonials and they don't want to be named, but still we can tell their story for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really simply just based off of the care they receive determines whether or not, and most of them have no problem with it. They're
actually excited
to do it or come to us about sharing their story. So
that's awesome. Do you have do you find you do more services with the 65 and older? At church, we call them seasoned citizens, you know. But what is your biggest population right now serving? Because I've only seen it's okay. It's all right. Don't bug out. It's good. Your face just went like, oh, that is cool. But because you guys have so many programs, is there you just target kind of the whole family?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We service all ages. So okay. There is no focus on one more than the other. At any point in time, we may have services for one more than the other, but we're still providing services for
everybody. Mm-hmm. So talk about, with that being said, talk about the family day that you guys got going on, you know?
Yes, so Metropolitan services three parishes, Orleans, Plaquemines, and St. Bernard. So we
Y'all
have
in Jefferson?
No, we're not.
What the what?
So we have most of our clinics.
Y'all play too much. I'm done. Go ahead. I'm done. I ain't saying nothing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm messing up your interview.
We have most of our clinics in Orleans Parish, and Orleans Parish knows us very well on a first name basis. So we wanted to do something to help, you know, other people in different parishes understand and realize that we're there and where they can go for services. So we did a family day last year. It went great. So we wanted to make it an annual thing. Basically, we bring all our community partners out and any other community partners that want to join. It's on Saturday, October 27th from 11 to 2 at the Acock Barn. So it's...
Where is that?
It's in Araby. So it's 409... Acock Street. That's the address.
Araby.
Mm-hmm.
We're at it.
Oh, and no, we do have some transportation.
Yes, we do have transportation available. So, you know, our person served or anyone who would like to go if you're not on that side of town.
I need transportation.
You can sign up online or in one of the clinics. We'll have transportation at our Algiers Clinic, which is on General de Gaulle, and our Central City Clinic. And our St. Bernard Clinic. So
go
to either one of those clinics, picked up. We'll pick you up, drop you off, and bring you back after you've had all your fun. Bring your family, bring chairs, you know, bring
a
blanket.
Entertainment, what you got? You tell us to bring chairs, and what we going to be doing? I'm sitting out there on the farm.
It's not a farm. It's actually a really nice venue. It's a covered area.
You said farm, huh?
It's called the barn.
A barn. But it's not. No, it's not a farm. It's really nice. You'll have to come out. That's what it is. You have to come out and see it for yourself.
I'm just messing with you. Just because. You're so cute over there. You're like, oh, my God, why is she bothering me? Just because.
We have bounce houses, rock climbing, face painting, food, anything you could think of. We'll have a DJ on site. We'll have a remote broadcast going on.
Oh, so you ain't ex-WBOK, huh? Communications person? That's how you treating us?
See, we're not going to
See how you do us?
We're not going
to. They want to use us, boss. They want us to be on the air, but they don't want us to broadcast them live.
It's annual, so you can come out next year.
Tomorrow's not promised. I'm just messing with you
Saturday, October 27th at the Acock Barn. We'll be there from 11 to 2.
So will you guys come on? You know, it's September, and a lot of us tend to not remember by the end of the day. So will you come closer, back closer again?
Absolutely.
Yes, you will. Tell us, you know, because we want to remind the people, because it sounds like a lot of fun, and a lot of people love free family fun, friendly activities.
And educational.
And you can go and get all these different services. So I love the idea, and we want to make sure that it's communicated properly, that it's not a farm, that it's a barn, and that it's free.
I will happily come back.
And transportation is provided, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. And so how do we become community partners? So you mentioned for community partners and people who want to be community partners. Do you guys take community partners in all of your areas are working, or it's just one particular group, like as the whole of MHSD?
Well, Metropolitan, we're not the hub. What happens is, because we have always been here, but people didn't know about Metropolitan. So there were all these community organizations all around New Orleans that have already established. So what we have done is we've made a concerted effort to get invited to everybody's group. So
got you.
We're TCA. We're working with Goodwill. We're working with probation and parole. We're working with the Public Defender's Office.
We need to figure out how to get community partners.
You know, so anybody who's already existing doing the work, we're willing to help them. We're just walking in the door saying, look, Metropolitan is here. If you have anybody who may be in need of these services, we are available. And we make sure that all of our information is constantly being advertised.
Yeah, I got to mess with her because she's over here. I got to mess with her because she didn't want to stay with me. So we got to just, you know, make it fun for her while she's over here.
So we knew whatever's established already, we know it's there. And so it's just a great partnership. It's just
cool. It's like a process. Do we come in and say, hey, I would like to be a partner. I sign an application. You interview me and you say, I think you might be mentally stable. Yes, we agree to
It's not even that deep. You can just shoot an email.
Gotta ask because people want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody wants to be a community partner, they could just shoot me an email at Tony Harrigan@LA.gov.
Now you know you have to slow that down for my people writing out there. Give them a chance to get a piece of paper and pen.
Tony
communications person.
I with an I.
Yes.
Period. Harrigan, Harrigan,
at LA.gov.
Yes, and if you like to be a community partner or want to be part of Family Day, just shoot me an email.
I want to be a community partner.
And we can make that happen.
I'm about to email Tony with an I, not a Y, .Harrigan.
Please.
I-G-A-N.
If you send me an email with T-O-N-Y, I will not respond.
It won't get to us. It's going to be lost in cyberspace someplace. And so, family, that's just amazing. Sometimes we do get intimidated by bigger agencies, and this is just an opportunity to let you know that Metropolitan is a community facility. It is a community agency that's willing and wanting to work with you. And so if you have a business out there or are doing the work, like the young sister just said, if you're doing that, please don't be intimidated. Learn more. You know, learn more, because that's the way we grow. And email the young sister at toni.harrigan@la.gov. All right. So we're going to continue to put that down there with the telephone number. Hit us with the telephone number, Miss Maria.
568-3130.
Yeah. If you're out there, you might want to play that number too. 3130. She done said about 4 or 5 times. I bet you that's going to hit. Somebody teach me how to play the numbers real quick so I can put the number. Boss, you know how to play the numbers? Go run. We can run next door, play 3130 real quick. 568 something. And if y'all hit out there, y'all owe me $5. If y'all play that number and you hit, you owe me $5. And you owe Miss Maria $5 too, because she keeps saying the number over
and
over
again.
And Tony with an I. $5 too. So you owe the WBOK $15. So it's just a beautiful thing. So once again, if you are an agency, and I know quite a few agencies, because we're always bringing on community agencies, because we tell people we have to support what and who is uniquely ours. And so we're always talking about black and brown businesses. How do we sustain ourselves? How do we keep this community rolling? And because you guys are offering such a great opportunity, we want to make sure that our listeners have the opportunity to do so. So once again, that is TONI, or as my sister said over here, period, HARRIGAN at, you know, the little A with the big circle around it. Amen. I'm just messing with y'all. Don't cuss me out on the air here. Don't cuss me. At LA.gov, family. So please make sure that you do that, because that's really important. And so let's talk about some of the other programs that you have. We come across so many women. I have a women's nonprofit. I and my sister, as a wellness organization for women of color. And we come across so many women who just are like, got evicted, you know, because everybody knows that the rent prices is just very not sexy in the city of New Orleans. That's the best way I could put it right now. It's just not sexy. And so with that, we have a lot of people who are just working these jobs, you know, minimum wage jobs, are jobs that are not paying enough to meet their needs. What are some of the services that you provide for things like that? Because we would love to send women your way. Do you know by any chance? Cool.
Okay, we have some support groups
for
persons who are currently receiving services from Metropolitan. So we are in the process of starting some support groups. So, again, give us a call, and if we can help you, we will help you. And if we can't help you, we'll send you through our resource coordination unit.
568-3130. Y'all know that was coming next. I should have seen the look she put on my face right there. 568-3130. I should have been live so y'all could have seen my face. We bringing you back. 568-3130. But that's just awesome that you have the opportunity to say that. And you have people that can just put you in the right direction.
Exactly.
You know, just point you in the right direction and just sit you down with people who are actually going to listen to you. So that's cool. What you doing, Tony? I don't believe you. Okay. I don't believe you. So did we cover everything that's on your sheet? I love it when my people come in with sheets, y'all. Isn't it awesome, Sauce?
We come prepared.
We come prepared. We want to be the center of excellence, so we want to make sure that we get all the information out.
Do you guys do, like, trainings for other organizations, too? Or it's just because I know that you, when we were talking earlier, you know you want to be, like, a learning place, too. But do you guys have, like, trainings or offer CEUs and things like that? That can cover just the range of just everything that can happen in social services by any chance?
I think we are offering some CEUs. I didn't want to say that out and give some
information,
but I will get the correct answer for you.
Yeah, so
the more direct answer.
Don't be holding Ms. Maria on point now. We already said we got to make sure it's right.
We do in-house trainings, but I don't know if they're open to the general public yet.
I don't know.
We're in the process of getting to that place.
Yeah.
But we do have training in-house for our staff.
Got you.
Yes.
And that makes sense because a lot of people do that.
Right.
A lot of people hold in-house trainings. And when you guys, I mean, you're getting into the Center of Excellence. When you start offering out there, I mean, we have to start, I'm telling you, we have to start doing people, community partners. We have to start doing mental health assessments. Are you stable? Are you not? I'm just trying to tell you. But no, that's typically normal of agencies to be able to do that. And so once again, family, if you know somebody who is about to be released, how often do you go to like the prisons and stuff to meet with people?
I'm there on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and I do two groups on Wednesdays and a women's group on Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Really?
Yes.
And how long do you start, like, working with them before they're released? Is it like a month?
No.
Like a couple of days?
About a month, because it depends on how long they're going to be in Orleans Parish. Sometimes I see them for a month, 2 months. Sometimes I see them for one day, but they get all the information that they need.
Okay.
So some of the women and some of the guys are there for extended periods of time. Unfortunately, some are sent back upstate, but they do have the information. But it's also important that we get the information to them and their families as well, because a lot of families are having a lot of anxiety and stress when a person who's coming back into your household for the first time in 10 years, you're fearful. You don't know who this person is.
That's
so
tough.
It's very important for our families to make that call to 568-3130, because they may need to get
some assistance too
in helping with them to make that adjustment.
That's tough.
A huge adjustment.
Please tell me you're not the only person. You got a team, huh?
I am the team.
Lord, have mercy. There's no I in team. You need Tony, go with her.
I'm sorry. I stick to what I know.
But no, that job just within itself just has to be pretty difficult. I like to watch, I know I'm a little odd, but I like to watch the little lockup shows.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's just so disheartening when you see the stories, or, you know, you read the little thing. Jimmy was released but returned back within 90 days. He was able to find a job within 30 and went back to selling drugs or went back to hanging with the wrong crowd. And so with that being said, what you guys are doing is amazing. That's why I was just like, do you have a team?
Well, just basically what happened when the state of Louisiana had the massive release of prisoners in November, we were able to help them with that particular process, because people were coming out and they were getting good time and getting released immediately, and we needed to make sure that they had a place to go if they were released and they were on behavioral health medicines. The reentry program at Metropolitan has only started in November.
Wow.
So
you're about to be a baby. You're about to be one.
So we're going to get more staff at some point in time, but right now we're rolling with what we have. And
you're doing a great job.
And we have a lot of great partners in the city who are willing to put some skin in the game. We're willing to get in the trenches with us as well.
Wow. Like, so forgive me, but I didn't know it was a ginormous release in November.
Yeah, they were some 1,200 persons who were released from jail based on good time and a lot of recalculation of time. So there's going to be another wave probably at the end of the year of persons who have been in jail and their time is being calculated and they've done different programs, so they're going to be released a little earlier then.
Wow.
So we make sure that when they come through probation and parole that we are there as soon as they get off the bus.
Are there I have seen also I don't want to say a wave, but just like, don't look at me like that, Tony.
I'm sorry.
Don't look at me like that. Your eyes went open like this, like, oh, Lord.
Go ahead.
Just a wave of just reentry houses. Do you guys have, like, houses like that? I know we had talked about housing. Like, how, when they come out immediately, is that something that you guys work on? Is that, they're like, is it one big house? Or are you guys, like, coordinating with families? Like, yeah.
So right now, we don't have our own facility to house people, but if anybody would love to donate a beautiful building
that we could use,
that would be great.
That's how you communicate.
So right now, we just, you know, work with our community partners and those that do have housing but may not have, you know, the people to fill them. We refer them there and use them that way.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so if anybody does have a small apartment complex that are willing to donate to Metropolitan Human Service District, we'd be really greatly appreciate it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Listen, you, RHD used to rent out, an apartment complex where the program was called Family House.
Okay.
And what they did was they brought in mothers with their children.
Oh, okay.
And provided child care, and they provided substance abuse services for the women who were there. And so they would take, like, once again, women would come out of jail, women would come from different psychiatric facilities, just all these different types of things, and they provided it. So maybe you guys can look at, and they, like, rented maybe, like, two rows, maybe four rows of apartments.
Okay.
And so maybe that's something that you can look into as an option, even until somebody donates that ginormous building. Because it's coming, you know.
It is.
We're going to speak
it into existence.
We're going to speak it. It's coming, but until then, that is an option. And some apartments may not want to do it, but it's those apartments that used to be right there on Down Homes, if you ever been on the West Bank.
On the West Bank. Okay.
And so you go Down Homes, and so those apartments that sit right there on your right-hand side. I can't think of the name of the apartments to save my little soul right now. but that option is there because they do, and you have to, you know, maintain the workers are there, you know, 24-hour care, that whole shebang.
Okay. Right.
Or whatever. But that, I mean, there are apartments that do that.
And what was the name of that organization again?
It was Family House. It's no longer I used to work over there. I used to run their child clinical team. But it was an amazing opportunity for women to come back out into the real world. You know what I'm saying? Be amongst their peers and be amongst people who were just teaching them
life skills,
how to dress. Their children were being cared for. We had an infant room, a toddler room, a pre-K room. You know what I'm saying? The kids went to the school around the corner.
Okay.
So it was a full
community.
It was a community type thing. And the teachers and the social worker knew what was going on with the kids around the corner. So it was just a full, we were all in communication with one another. But the opportunity for that type of community building is definitely there. And I just want to, you know, just throw that out there because until that time comes, we can be doing so much because there are apartments that aren't doing well.
Exactly.
Apartment complexes that aren't doing well and would want to and would actually love that type of business. You know what
and
I'm saying?
If they're interested, they could again call 568-3130.
Definitely, definitely. So I just want to, you know, just throw that out there in the universe. If you want to do anything like that, you know what I'm saying? What you thinking? You thinking, yeah? You don't have no big house?
I wish. If I did, it would go right to MHSD.
Are you sure?
I don't own. I just graduated college last year. I don't
own.
Oh,
congratulations. Oh, that's why. So that's why you over there acting like that.
Our student loan payments haven't kicked in yet.
Oh,
they have. They're there.
Forbearance. Forbearance. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. Forbearance. So, what school did you graduate from?
Xavier University.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes. Are you from Louisiana?
No, I'm from Miami, actually.
Okay, bet. Oh, and you got stuck, huh?
Yeah.
You got bit by the bug.
Got bit by the bug. I can always fly home. It's an hour and a half flight.
She got bit by the bug. All right, family, so we're going to take this quick little commercial break real quick. Don't you go nowhere. We got Tony in the building and Mama Maria. Psych! You thought you were about to get your juke on, huh? Well, you still can. This is your favorite Gullah girl, Kendra Joy. Join me and I Am My Sister at the inaugural Woman of Color Days of Healing Conference, September 27th through 29th at the Hilton Garden and Convention Center. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Girls Trip of Wellness with women of color from all around the world.
There will be wellness workshops, cultural performances, special guest speakers, and we will culminate this conference in a day of unifying prayer. Come out and be a part of the ultimate sisterhood experience. Register now. You do not want to miss the inaugural Women of Color Days of Healing Conference, September 27th through 29th at the Hilton Garden Inn Convention Center. For more information, visit IAMSNOLA.org. Again, that's IAMSNOLA.org. Remember, we are wellness in color.
Hey there, it's Warren Bell, back on behalf of Metairie Bank and Trust, where customers enjoy the personal service of a community bank with the latest convenient technology for your busy life. With the Metairie Bank mobile app, you can check balances and make transfers on the go, pay your bills or pay your friends, and of course deposit checks on the go using Express Deposit anytime, anywhere. The new Secure Lock app enables you to lock your Metairie Bank debit or credit card and set parameters to prevent fraud. Plus, I can use my debit card at other ATMs in the Community Cash Network with no additional fees. That's why it was an easy decision for me to become a Metairie Bank customer last year. Metairie Bank's locally owned and operated. They make customers the number one priority. Take it from Warren Bell. If you're looking for local bankers who love the community, stop by one of their conveniently located branches or visit MetairieBank.com and discover how they really do connect with you. Metairie Bank's a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Join Light City Church at the second annual Fresh Fire Prophetic Conference featuring the amazing prophet Daniel Amotang. The second annual Fresh Fire Prophetic Conference, hosted by Chief Apostle Leonard Lucas, takes place September 16th through September 21st from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Light City Church, 6117 St. Claude Avenue. Come get blessed and receive your favor at the second annual Fresh Fire Prophetic Conference, September 16th through September 21st at Light City Church. For more information, call 504-279-1300 or email lightcitynet@yahoo.com.
This is Oliver O.T. Thomas. For 300 years, people have left New Orleans with stories as their souvenirs. They've told stories of the best thing they've ever eaten, music that made them dance, and friends they've made after midnight. So to celebrate the city's tricentennial, we want to hear your stories from New Orleans. Share them on social media with hashtag OneTimeInNola, and we'll read a few of our favorites on the air. Let's celebrate New Orleans through the tricentennial. We want to hear your favorite stories of New Orleans at hashtag OneTimeInNola.
If you have diabetes, you know it is a serious problem. But research shows that controlling diabetes makes a huge difference in maintaining a healthy, happy life. New Orleans East Hospital has a comprehensive, multidisciplinary diabetes education and prevention clinic that is now open. Theresa and Alden J. McDonald Jr. and Sue Ellen and Joseph C. Canizero Diabetes Center is an open-access diabetes center affiliated with the National Diabetes and Obesity Research Institute and the Cleveland Clinic's Endocrinology and Metabolism Institute. Patients receive support with monitoring blood glucose, eating a balanced diet, managing medications, setting goals for exercise, and dealing with life stressors. Personalized treatment plans also include referrals for other services and specialists when needed so that patients can keep their diabetes controlled. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit our website at www.neworleanseasthospital.org or call 504-592-6600. New Orleans East Hospital, quality health care close to home.
You're listening to WBOK, New Orleans.
Seek that out. We on the move. Is you on the move? I'm just messing. How y'all doing, y'all? This is your favorite color girl, Kendra Joy. Hey there, Ma over there. We is on the move over here. So we just want to do a quick recap, y'all. We just had an amazing conversation with some amazing employees from MHSD, and they are just rocking the house. So this is what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to harass Tony Harrigan. That's how you pronounce your last name?
Mm-hmm.
Harrigan? I got it right.
Yes. Look. You didn't throw a T in there. People do a Harrington.
That's that girl. That's that girl. I got an education. Bless God. I got a degree or three. Maybe a degree. And so, family, yo, check her out. We mentioned earlier about being a community partner with this amazing organization. And so in order for you to do that, you need to be able to what? Send an email to this amazing young sister so you can say, hey, and they're not doing mental health assessments either. So the most, hey, we can get in. I'm telling y'all, the majority of us, we can get in. We can definitely get in. So please make sure you do that at toni.harrigan@la.gov. And also go ahead and mark your calendars for October 27th. We're not going to the farm, but we're going to the barn, y'all. Over there out in Araby, it's going to be MHSD's Family Day. That is taking place. Free fun events, rock climbing, face painting. I guess it's going to be entertainment because she told us to bring a chair and a blanket. She's doing. Somebody going to be singing?
We have a DJ.
We just going to be on the blanket.
We have someone singing.
We just going to be on the blanket.
We have a singer.
They going to have broadcasting. It ain't going to be WBOK, but you know, it's all right, though. We love y'all regardless. So make sure that you guys do that. We're going to bring both her and Mama Maria back on to just talk more about some updates that's going on. And once it gets closer to October 27th, we want to definitely remind you where you can go and sign up. There is transportation that's going to be provided. So please make sure that 5 is the limit for families, y'all. I'm lying. Y'all just try not to fill up the whole bus with everybody in your family here when you're coming out that way. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. And if you have any more questions about this reentry program that is about to be 1 year of age, congratulations, Miss Maria.
Yep.
Congratulations. You guys are doing amazing things. Please tell them the digits that they can call.
568-3130.
We got to stick it in the mic, though, so they can hear you.
568-3130.
Ah, and if you're not from here, make sure you put in that 504 in the front, family, because we want to make sure that we get the right number, you heard me, and the right person. And so if you know anybody who is about to be released, you're trying to figure out what to do next, if you're a family member that's concerned, don't know what to do, you're tired of the same routine and you're looking for some help, some assistance, you are not by yourself. You are not alone. All right. Don't let the enemy trick you. You are not out here by yourself. So please make sure that you seek out this assistance. It is 568-3130. You can ask for Miss Maria, but if not, somebody else who is just as loving and kind will answer the phone and put you in the direction of where you need to be. All right. Yeah, I got that. So that's 568-3130. MHSD, the reentry program. It's a new program, so don't be acting like you don't know. Make sure you share this message with your people, because we all know somebody. Ain't none of us that cool. We ain't got nobody. Everybody got a cousin. I got a cousin named Rev, cousin named Bootsy, all them. I love y'all, family. I'm so glad they're not listening. Call them out on the air. Amen. So we just thankful, but we all know somebody who can benefit from these services here at MHSD. All right. So, family, we love you. We want to say thanks. What's the number again?
568-3130.
All right. Make sure you hit up Tony. We love you, and God bless.